One of the more prominent members of the Hollywood left is this actor George Clooney. And he recently received some kind of an award from some organization, probably a foreign base, for his work toward peace. And you know, the Nobel Peace Prize is always slanted towards someone who is part of the left wing in this country or elsewhere. And it's true that the left wing, every place, has this mantra of peace, that the peace is the thing. And we see bumper stickers, pray for peace. Everybody in the left is always talking about world peace. Well, I don't know of a single individual that doesn't like peace or want peace. I don't know anybody that's against peace. That includes our armed forces and everybody in the United States that I know of, or at least anybody I know. I've never talked to anybody that says, I hate this peace. I wish we didn't have so much peace in the world. So I repeat, everybody wants peace. And then recently, the mantra or one of the catchphrases that the left adopted in opposition to our military efforts in Iraq was that those efforts were a war of choice. So we get back to the old chant of the hippies in the 60s of make peace, not war. Well, I would remind you that every war that I know of was a war of choice. We chose to fight World War II after it had been started, of course, by the aggression of the Nazis in Germany. We chose to fight the Revolutionary War in this country. We chose not to be citizens of Britain anymore and to declare and fight for our independence. The North chose to go to war against the South to prevent the Southern states from seceding from the Union. So I can't think of a single war that wasn't a war of choice. In other words, peace is a commodity which you sometimes have to fight to get. I don't know of anyone who really advocates the proposition that we should have peace at any price. The idea of peace at any price plays right into the hands of the aggressors and the tyrants of the world. Peace at any price means to give them just what anything they want, just so you can have so-called peace. History has shown, of course, that appeasement, if you will, that is getting peace by giving the other side what they want, just simply leads to more and more aggression, more and more disruption or threat to peace. And the United States is particularly vulnerable in this situation because the United States is the envy of the world. We have the higher standard of living coupled with the greatest amount of freedom of any place in the universe. So there is always going to be someone who wants to take us down. At present, that someone seems to be the Islamic terrorists who struck us on 9/11 and have hit us all over the world in various contexts with terrorist activity. This country does not fight wars of conquest. We covet nobody else's territory. And our history shows that we have sacrificed much of our blood and treasure defending freedom for other people as well as ourselves. So when you hear about people after we're engaged in a war or a conflict starting to preach peace and referring to us as an aggressor nation, you're not listening to someone who really wants peace. You're listening to someone who wants the United States to simply surrender its peace and freedom to an alien cause. Whether you call that alien cause fascism, communism, or socialism, it's all the same thing. It is collectivism, which goes against human nature, no matter what title or name you give it. This is Buck Thompson.